Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with the CEO of the Marshalltown YMCA YWCA, Kim Jazz Ramirez. How you doing today, Kim?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing well. I appreciate you stopping by once a month, as there's always a lot happening down at the Marshalltown YMCA, that's for sure. And even in the summertime, you guys are packed full all the time, because you have day camps and summer camps that are going on. What can people know about these summer camps going on?
Yeah, I mean, we like to say, you know, the school's out and the Y's in, you know, so we pick up where the school leaves off, and so summer can in many ways be a lot busier for us. But yeah, we've got, you know, a lot that we do here in the summer. You know, one of the things I'm really highlighting right now is the camps that we do. So we've got a lot of different options for kids if they want to do, well, dance, which is, it's like a camp. We, you know, it's a, because it's a summer program, so all the things like jazz, you know, ballet, you know, point, all those things you can do over the summer. But there's also some fun little specialty camps that our dance program does that are themed, like, for littler kids. And so, you know, it's like a princess theme, or I know there's boy themes too, but I can't think of any right now. But anyway, a lot of fun stuff that we do on that end. And then we do sports camps as well. So we've got some that you can come in and try all different kinds of sports. Or you can come in if you want to do, like, a specific sport. So those are offered throughout the summer. We really focus on kind of the younger age. So we've got 4 through 8-year-old, and then we've got 9 through 12-year-old, because we found that those are the kids that are usually most interested in doing those type of camps.
Yeah, Kim, if I could make a suggestion for the boys' dance, let's just start them off in ballroom dancing right off the bat so they know how to take the lead then at prom.
Hey, oh, I really like that. I actually think, you know, it could be something that would take off. So, yes, great idea.
And if not for the kids, maybe for the adults, because I probably need a brush up on my – I got 2 left feet, really, at the end of the day. So
okay, we can help with that.
All right. So lots of dance opportunities over the summer, as well as some different sports. Do you guys have – I feel like you've done, like, T-ball or soccer or something in the summer. As well. Are you doing anything like that this year?
Yeah, actually, our T-ball starts a little bit earlier, so then, you know, kids who are doing maybe other programs in the summer, they'll be ready to do that. But we have T-ball starting in May 4th, and we do them on weeknights. And so, again, it kind of leaves the weekends free if kids are doing other activities or their families are. So on Tuesdays, we have ages 4 and 5, and then on Thursdays, we have ages 6 through 8. And it's really neat the way we do our T-ball, because we've got a really nice space here at the Y, and it's great for spectators to come watch, and just it's a really good opportunity for kids to learn the fundamentals. And if you can imagine ages 4 and 5, there's not a lot of ball going on. It's a lot of just kind of, you know, herding cats, but you know, they learn the basic concepts and they have a lot of fun being outdoors.
Yeah, Andrew said, you know, last week that sometimes you got to make sure they're running to first base and not third base after they get that hit there. So probably
that
a lot
is,
of fun.
Yes, that is so true. I've witnessed that many times. Yes, and they all collapse on the ball too, which is kind of funny. But I forgot to mention one other thing we're doing this summer is that we're doing some sports conditioning. And so we've had classes that we've run throughout the year for groups that you can sign up and just do some kind of speed and agility or conditioning for sports. But what we're going to offer this summer is some personalized programs. So Quentin Wilder, who's our sports director, is also a certified personal trainer. And so he's got some programs that he can put together specifically for if individuals want to sign up and do sessions with him, or if they want to do small groups. So maybe, you know, you and a couple baseball buddies want to work on getting stronger, he can do that. Or if, you know, you and your volleyball team want to work on jumping higher, he can do that as well. So we'll be offering those this summer for kids who want to get in shape or improve their athletic abilities.
Yeah, and I want to mention Quentin is a young 20-year-old guy, so he's probably going to work people pretty hard in there, thinking you might be the same age as him.
Yeah, he's an athlete himself, and so he's going to push him. But you know, he's just got a great rapport with all the kids here. And that said, you know, please don't be afraid if you have a kid who isn't quite up to, you know, maybe varsity level athletics. We're here for all abilities.
Yeah, I always see him laughing with the youth in the hallway when I'm at the Marshalltown Y. He's been a great addition to the staff there. Continue on here on this kind of kid theme a little bit, you guys have the Healthy Kids Day coming up. Tell me when this is.
Yep, that's going to be May 16th. It's going to be on a Saturday morning, and we'll be outside here at the Y, weather permitting. I'm assuming it's going to be a nice day that day, hoping. But this is a free event that we do for the community, and we invite, you know, families to come in and do different things. You can jump in the inflatables, you can play different games here, and you can get some freebies as well. And it's just to really celebrate positive family interaction and good healthy habits.
So what time is that running then on May 16th?
Yep, it's going to be from 9 to 11 a.m. And so people can just come. You'll see us right outside the Y, so it should be easy to spot us if you park in the parking lot and just come right out. If there happens to be rain or something, we'll be right in the gym.
Yeah, and I'm sure you guys are getting a lot more traffic going right by the Y there with the bridge closed, so people will be able to see you guys out bouncing around. Another program that I think is actually really cool that you guys offer is the Live Strong program. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about who this program is tailored for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Live Strong at the Y is a national program that Y's offer, and it's an evidence-based program, so it's really something that our staff are trained in, and it's focused on cancer survivors. So anybody who's ever had a diagnosis of cancer, whether they're going through treatment or they're finished with treatment, they qualify for this. And some neat components of it is that it's, first of all, it's free of charge. So it's a 12-week program that you don't have to pay for, because we don't want you to have to worry about, one more thing on top of your cancer diagnosis. What we really want is for you to, continue that physical activity and those things that will help you regain your strength. We also invite you to bring a caregiver with you as well, so that person can go alongside you and do the workouts with you and support you throughout the process and hopefully beyond as well. So the group meets twice a week during that 12-week period, and it's from 1 to 2 p.m., and it's going to be on Mondays and Thursdays. So it's a good time of day here at the Y that it's pretty quiet, and so there's not much else going on, and so we've got a lot of space to get our participants out in the fitness areas. We also spend a little time just meeting as a group, just getting to know each other and kind of sharing, you know, what we're going through as well.
And I think this group really kind of highlights one thing that's really a hidden feature with the YMCA, but building that community, and especially in a time where you really are looking maybe for some of that support too.
Yeah, it's one of the things I'm most proud of that we do, is just being a connector here at the Y, and like you said, building that community and bringing people together. So in addition, I mean, you know, it's something that we don't charge for. So, you know, as a nonprofit, we're able to fundraise and then use those funds to do programs like this.
Yeah, very cool that you guys are able to do that. Where can people go to learn more about this program or get registered for some of those summer camps and sport camps that we were talking about earlier?
Yep, you can do everything online. It's on our website, ymca-ywca.org. Also, feel free to stop by anytime, and anybody here can help you, or you can give us a call, 641-752-8658.
Yeah, and so, Kim, I want to highlight just one other event coming up at the Marshalltown Y here next month. You guys are doing the Lazy Man Ironman Triathlon again. This is just, the name itself is just fantastic.
It's
oxymoron a little bit. But
I know, right?
How can people participate?
I mean, and I just have to say, you're right. It does crack me up. But really, honestly, if you complete this triathlon, you are certainly not lazy, because it is an Ironman distance, but you only get a month to do it. So, I mean, I think anybody that can accomplish that is great. But, yeah, so that's going to start on May 15th, and it's going to go through June 12th. And so you can, on your own time, come in and swim 2.4 miles, bike 112 miles, and then run a marathon, which is 26.2 miles, or walk, whatever. You know, we give you other ways to accomplish this, but you track your own progress, and it's just a great way to stay motivated and maybe also cross-train, too. So if you're somebody who, like, only runs, it's so much better for your body to do other things like biking or swimming or just move your body in different ways.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And you get a T-shirt if you complete it, right?
Yes, you do. So that's like a sense of pride, right? So you get to wear that lazy man shirt and show that I accomplished this. So, and I should say, if people don't want the shirt, they can save a little money and not sign up for that. But I don't know. I see you sporting the shirt around, Zach. What do you think?
You know what, Kim? I will say it right here. I'm going to try for it this year and see how far I can get. I think it'll be the 112 miles of biking, surprisingly, will probably be the one that holds me back the most. But I'm excited.
Okay, good. We look forward to seeing you around and working on that, and we'll cheer you on. And so please let us know how your progress is going as well.
Yeah. So do you guys have like a progress tracker sheet and things that people can use?
We do. Yep. We post kind of where we're at each week here at the Y, and then we also post it online as well, so you can kind of see the leaderboard and whether you're competitive or not. There are some people who want to be the first one done, but there's other people who are just if it shows your progress along the way, that helps keep you motivated.
Yeah, if you're posting it online and people can see my name attached to it, I better be working on it. So I guess I've got some work to do starting May 15th. But Kim, it's always a joy to spend some time down at the Marshalltown Y and also to talk with you every month. So I appreciate you stopping by and keeping us informed on what's going down right there on Washington Street.
Well, thank you so much for your support.